Good morning, everyone. This is going to be a little bit different again. Haven't spoken to you for a while on one of these telecasts with Popey. First of all, different audio profile for this one. I'm currently driving. So I've set my phone down. I pressed the button and set off on a journey. It's not a very long journey. I've just dropped my son off at school. So I'm just pootling around heading home. So it's Monday morning and I'm back at work at my home office after spending a week in Paris, which was nice. You may remember from a past telecast where I talked about product sprints and engineering sprints, and the one that I had in Canada a while ago was a product sprint. This one was an engineering sprint, which is very different. Engineering sprints, teams get together and each team spends time with the rest of their team in order to get work done. You know how being in the same place can accelerate things. I've talked about that before. And so I was in a room with the rest of the team. So there was one, two, three, seven of us in a room, quite a small room, like a little hotel meeting room. And then next door there was the Mir team, and two doors down there was the Lex D team and the Juju team and the Maz team, server team, desktop. You know, there's quite a lot of teams at Canonical, all working on different stuff. And it's not just the sitting down next to each other getting work done. There's also, you know, the social side of things, bonding with people, because, you know, you don't see them very often, and when you do see them, there's that the social side, but also sitting in the same room as someone, you know, you can have conversations about all kinds of things that you wouldn't normally have in a 1 hour meeting when you're at remote locations. So it's super valuable. That's not to say I want to do it all the time. I'm quite happy working from home and being away from everyone and, you know, just dipping into the lives of my co-workers a few times a year. That's quite a nice way to work. And so, as well as the social stuff and getting engineering work done, there's also the corridor conversations, you know, the so-called hallway track, where you're walking around and you bump into someone and it triggers a memory of, oh yeah, we should have a conversation about this, or I had a play with this thing, you should try it out, that kind of stuff. So it's super good fun. I really enjoy going to those engineering sprints, but I'm quite glad to be home with my cats and the family. And yes, I've just dropped Sam off at school and heading back home now to my my home office. One of the things that I did while I was away, we have lightning talks at engineering sprints where people, you know, present all kinds of cool and interesting stuff. And one of the guys on the desktop team, Daniel, who you may know online as Dooflu, or the guy with the semi-unpronounceable surname, Daniel Van Voet, I think. I get that wrong every time. He gave a lightning talk about some of the improvements that are coming in Ubuntu 19.10 and talked a lot about performance stuff. I say talked a lot, he only had 5 minutes for this lightning talk. And he talked about some of the performance improvements that he's personally worked on with other people in the upstream GNOME community and other people in the Ubuntu team, Ubuntu desktop team. And it kind of triggered me to think, oh, you know what, now's the right time for me to upgrade to 19.10. So as you know, I have a ThinkPad T450, which I've had for a long while now. And for a long while, it was running KDE Neon. And a few weeks ago, I switched over to vanilla, in inverted commas, vanilla Ubuntu, and upgraded to 19.04. So I was running the latest stable release of Ubuntu, 19.04. And while we're at the engineering sprint, I thought I'd make use of the super fast Canonical Wi-Fi. And I did an upgrade from 19.04, the stable release, to the current development release, 19.10. Now, obviously, I don't recommend everyone does this because 19.10 is not out yet and it's still in development. But those of us who are okay with, you know, unbreaking their systems when they break, if they break, it's okay for us to run it. And so I'd recommend, if you're some kind of, you know, expert, or you've got a spare machine, give 1910 a try. Because while it's not 100% bug-free like every other Ubuntu release, there are some interesting improvements in it. There's some changes to the theme, which is pretty cool. The Yaru theme is now has a light and a dark version, and they're more consistent. They look very nice. Plus all these performance improvements that have been mentioned by Daniel in his lightning talk. So yeah, if you can, I'd recommend updating to 1910. So that's now my primary machine. I'm running 1910. So some people like to call it eating your own dog food, you know, when you're consuming the product that you make. I don't like referring to our product as dog food, so I like to think of it as drinking our own champagne. So I am drinking the champagne of Ubuntu 1910 on my ThinkPad. Seems to be working okay. There's a couple of glitches here and there, but other than that, seems to be working okay. And when I do find glitches, obviously the first thing I'm going to do is speak to the desktop team or foundations team if it's you know, some component underneath, or kernel team. I'll just jump in their IRC channel and ping someone, figure out if it's known, go and search for a bug, maybe file a bug, that kind of stuff. Because I feel like that's the right thing to do. You know, I'm getting all this software for free, and all these developers are like people like Daniel, who sit there for hours on end profiling the performance of Mutter and GNOME Shell and all these other components. I feel it's only the right thing to do to, you know, responsibly tell them when something is broken and try and engage with them on bug reports. And I've long lamented that people in the Linux community don't file bugs and don't report issues. And I know some of the reasons why. People say, well, I filed a bug 5 years ago and nobody looked at it, therefore I'm never filing any bugs again because they never look at any bugs. And I think, okay, that does happen because we have a lot of bugs. And others will say, oh, it's too hard. Launchpad is difficult to use, and the process for filing bugs is too obtuse, and I don't know which package, and sometimes people ask me for more information and I don't understand. So yeah, it is tricky to file bugs, but it's also tricky to develop software. It's actually the work that Daniel was doing on profiling is time consuming, difficult work, and as a result I get a better desktop out of it. So I think it's only reasonable that I spend a bit of effort contributing back. Now you might say, well, Alan, you're paid to do that. Sure, during the day I am, but I still contribute in the evenings as a active community member. I'll still file bugs and answer questions and that kind of stuff during non-work hours, which you might think is a little bit crazy, but there you go. In fact, I was doing some work at the airport in Paris on the way back from a sprint on a Saturday afternoon, because I enjoy it. It's good fun. So yeah, I would recommend any of you who are, you know, what you might consider a technical expert, give 1910 a try. Stick it on a machine, maybe stick it in a VM. Lots of people do that, stick it in a VM, so that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, to test, and then report back when things don't work. Let us know, keep the system up to date, and try stuff out. Use whatever your daily workflow is on it and see if things have improved, or see if there are any gotchas we need to focus on, because the release is coming up soon. It's October, and we're in that final phase before release where bugs need to get squashed and features need to get final polish and you know, get rid of the little rough edges before this thing goes out the door mid-October. So I'm nearly home now, and that was me wittering on while driving, which was an interesting thing. Let me know if the audio was absolutely terrible. I'm gonna go ahead and just publish this without listening to it. I'm gonna assume that this sounds okay, and let's see how much feedback we get on that. Thanks for listening. And as always, you can hear all of these telecasts in the Telegram chatter first, t.me/telecastwithpopey. But I have been archiving them onto my website as well, popey.com/telecast, I think. Anyway, I'm sure you can find them. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a nice day.